Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. and South Korean defense officials have discussed possible military action against North Korea after they test-fired a ballistic missile that some analysts believe could reach the continental U.S. The missile was in the air for 40 to 45 minutes, reaching a peak altitude of 3,000 kilometers and traveling some 1,000 kilometers laterally. Here's Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe speaking through an interpreter.
I received a report that North Korea fired a ballistic missile once again. There is a possibility it landed in Japan's economic exclusive zone. We will analyze this immediately as every precaution for the safety of Japanese nationals. We also plan to hold a National Security Council.
Abe said the launch was a serious and real threat to his country's security. Russia's foreign ministry says it is imposing countermeasures on the U.S. in response to new sanctions approved by Congress. White House says President Trump approves of the sanctions bill and will be signing it. Some believe the Russian retaliation part of a response to actions from the previous U.S. administration. President Trump has named a new chief of staff. He is Department of Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly. President Trump thanked his current chief of staff, Reince Priebus, for his service.
Reince is a good man. John Kelly will do a fantastic job. General Kelly has been a star, done an incredible job thus far, respected by everybody. A great, great American. Reince Priebus, a good man.
Changes follow friction between Priebus and newly appointed Trump Communications Director Anthony Scaramucci. This is VOA News. Against the backdrop of the site where 15 members of the notorious MS-13 gang were arrested for murder, that was last week on New York's Long Island, President Trump has promised to liberate American communities from gangs. Speaking to a group of law enforcement officers, Mr. Trump called on Congress to approve funds for an additional 1,000 immigration and customs enforcement officers in order to, in his words, root out the criminal cartels.
MS-13 gang members have brutally murdered 17 beautiful young lives. In this area on Long Island alone, they butchered those little girls. They kidnap, they extort, they rape, they rob, they prey on children. They shouldn't be here.
In the wake of the murders and the wake of violence in our community, Long Island residents are deeply divided about President Trump's intentions and motivations for targeting MS-13. One county resident, Mark Bloom, told VOA federal intervention is overdue. Pakistan's Supreme Court has disqualified Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif from holding public office, ordered him to step down immediately. He accepted the decision and relinquished his office. The court convicted Sharif of charges of amassing overseas assets, concealing them, living beyond his means. Humanitarian organizations saying migrants at sea have met at the Italian Ministry of Interior to discuss a draft to a code of conduct on governmental organizations have to follow in order to disembark into Italian ports. Asiba Hajsarawi is the humanitarian affairs advisor for Doctors Without Borders.
We had a fruitful meeting. We've set out our positions and the remaining concerns that Doctors Without Borders, MSF, has with the draft code of conduct. We are engaging in good faith in this process. We are really, it's really important for us to signal to the authorities and to the public that we are acting within the law, that we are providing search and rescue. Our job is about saving lives. We're not trying to not respect the law, but also to respect our humanitarian principles.
Some groups fear the code could interfere with their work at sea and had concerns over the presence of armed officials on board rescue boats. Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe, already the world's oldest living head of state at age 93, says he's fit enough to run for re-election next year and has battled away whispers about who he would choose to follow him when he inevitably retires or dies. His wife, Grace Mugabe, on the short list.
That's the latest world news from VOA.